Amen. Join me as we read this series of texts and responses here in your notes page. I'll begin. Please read along with Melissa as we continue. In the past, God spoke through our ancestors, through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe.
The King of peace has come in glory, and everyone desires to see him.
When the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption as children.
Let the heavens be glad, and the earth rejoice before the Lord. For Jesus, our Savior, has come.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
The Lord has made known. Hallelujah.
The Lord has made known his salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. The Lord has made known his salvation. Amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning, friends. It's great to see you here, and Merry Christmas. I'm privileged to spend this time on this day with each of you, and I'm so glad that you're here with us, and thank you, and welcome to those of you who are at home or other places online. Listen to this reading from the Gospel of John. I'm going to share for about 10 minutes, and then we'll pray together. This is from John's Gospel, the beginning. First verse, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then down to verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So whereas Matthew's gospel account and Luke's gospel account include specific details about the birth of Christ, like Matthew spends a lot of time naming the specific relatives and ancestors of Christ, and Luke points out some of the challenges, the adversity that Mary and Joseph faced around the birth of Christ. John has a very unique perspective that goes at once much farther back and also much closer in. It's like John's camera, he begins by taking this really wide angle. He goes as far back as you can. And then within just a couple of sentences, he brings the story all the way back. He starts way, way big, and then he zooms all the way back. And the story, so it goes from massively cosmic story to the most inescapably personal story, all in the same story. In other words, John tells the greatest story ever told, and he tells the most personal story that you'll ever hear in just these first opening sentences. He starts in the beginning, and he ends on your street. He ends in your house. Okay, he ends in your life, looking at you and in your heart. Let's talk about the beginning and then we'll talk about the end. John's writing late in life. He's experienced the teachings and the life of Jesus firsthand. He has lived and he's traveled with Jesus for 3 years. He saw everything. He saw everything. The healings, the profound teachings, the exorcisms. He was there. He saw it all. He saw Jesus walk on water. Like, he saw it. He saw Jesus calm the storm. He was with Jesus, terrified, while some crazed, naked man in a cemetery approached them with some intensity, saw Jesus greet him with peace, and then noticed this crowd of pigs up in the hill, run off the hill and fall into the ocean. He saw that firsthand. And then the crazy man returned to his sound mind. He saw thousands of people eat lunch that started with a little boy's lunch. John saw it all. He was there the whole time. He saw Jesus die. He was so close to the cross that Jesus spoke his last words and John could hear them. And John saw Jesus after the resurrection. He saw him when he had risen from the grave, when he had, after he had defeated death, he's interacted with the resurrected Christ. And John articulates the truth of which all the disciples became absolutely convinced, and it's this: Jesus was God. Okay? Jesus was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and John writes, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. John understands that Jesus is the Word through which or through whom all of creation was spoken into being. Jesus is the source of life. Jesus is the source of light. And when we consider the beginning, we're talking about the source. We're talking about the origin. We're talking about the story starts here. So if you want to understand things, you need to go to the beginning, right? If you want to know your purpose, you should go to the beginning. If you've lost your way, you just need to retrace your steps back to the beginning. In the beginning, John writes, was the Word, and the Word was God. The mystery that we're celebrating today is that the creator of light and the creator of life, who has always existed from the very beginning, was born into this world. Let's talk about the end. Just a few sentences after his opening line, John gets to the main point of his whole gospel. He reveals it in verse 14 of the very first chapter. He takes us right to the end. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So the ultimate end of John's story, in other words, the point of it, is not just that light and life were created, but that the creator of light and life came to live among us within the creation that he himself put into being. So that he could know us, so that he could be with us, so that he could experience genuine relationship with us. What's his motivation? Love for us. Driven by this love for us, wants to be with us, not just know what it's like to be a human because he created humans, but to know what it's like to be human experientially. So he entered into creation as one of us. He lived life in the flesh. That's what John says. He suffered pain. That's what it means to be human. He experienced grief. He knew sorrow. He felt hunger. He got tired. He experienced betrayal. Jesus, who is all God, became all human and then lived and died as one of us. Jesus, one author says, moved into the neighborhood, right? Took up residence in our town, became familiar with our kitchen, like came right on in order to know us, in order to reach us with his love, in order to communicate the love of God in a language that you and I could understand, which is like human. So the beginning of the story is that we were created by God, and the end of the story is that this God who becomes a human being and then goes to hell and back, literally stops at nothing in order to communicate with all of us and each of us the extent and the depth and the sincerity and authenticity of his love for us. And his unwillingness to ever stop pursuing us no matter what comes in the way. That's his mission. That's his goal. You are his prize. Pursuing and winning your heart for the glory of God is the end of Christ. It is the purpose of Christ. It is the goal of Christ. When we consider the end, friends, purpose clarifies. When we consider the end, we gain perspective. Understand your place in the world. When we lack courage, we should look to the end of God's story. When we lack hope, we should look to the end of God's story. The mystery we're celebrating today is not just the birth of the one who was from the beginning, but it's more than that. It is his end, his purpose, that his goal from the beginning is to draw near to us, to share in our life experiences so intimately that we experience the fullness of grace and the fullness of truth. Let me say that again. So intimately that we experience the fullness of grace. I need grace most from the people who are closest to me, intimately close to me. And that's where I experience the fullness expression of grace. And that's why Christ came, to express the fullness of grace and at the same time and without taking anything away from the grace, the fullness of truth. The fullness of truth. Right where we need it most. In our homes. In our lives. In our most important relationships. And that we encounter and then continually dwell in the glory of God's love, which is made known to us in Christ. Last thought here. Late in the life of John, he's banished on an island. It's years after he's written the gospel. He writes a letter to the churches. It's called Revelation. And in it, he recounts a series of visions that he has. And one of them is a vision of Christ coming to him, glorified. And this is what Jesus says. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Which, in case you, that's the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet. It's like Jesus says, I'm the A and I'm the Z. He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. Friends, know this. Receive this. I pray for myself and for each of us. May we receive this as God's Christmas gift to each of us this morning. Christ has given you life. Your life begins with Christ. And Christ will never stop pursuing you. He will stop at nothing to reach your heart. There is no brokenness or barrier that is a threat to Christ's ability to reach you. Nothing can stand in his way. And your salvation and restoration is his end. It is his goal. That's his reason. For the glory of God to rescue each one of us. And he'll stop at nothing. So may the response in each of our hearts be simply, yes, come, Lord Christ. Come. Be welcome here. Creator of all, including my life, take up residence even here in my life. Be glorified in and through my life. May Christ be where we root our lives, friends. And may Christ be where we find our true home, our true peace, our true purpose, even our full end. Amen? Amen. Amen.